Well, let's just get up and stand up. Is that all right? Come on, somebody say, praise the Lord. How are y'all doing this morning? My, it's going to be all right, isn't it? How many of you feel like praising the Lord this morning? Let me see. We can start with some smiles on our faces. I don't know if they're going to wheel a body out or not. Let's bring down these lights and y'all can help us a little bit. Amen. Nobody's mad at anybody this morning, are y'all? So why don't we all come into that center section? Amen. We believe some people get in here. Amen. But until then, we can get it going. Amen. Somebody say, praise the Lord. We're going to worship the King. We're going to praise His name. We're going to lift up holy hands. We're going to worship the King. Let's do that again. We're going to worship the King. What is that effect you got on me? We're going to praise His name, Brother Jesse. We're going to lift up holy hands. We're going to worship. On. We're gonna lift up holy hands. We're gonna worship the King. Oh, we're gonna praise Him in the morning, praise Him in the night, praise Him all day long. We're gonna lift up the mighty name of Jesus. Hear me sing this song. We're gonna worship the King. Hallelujah. We're gonna praise His name. We're gonna lift up holy hands. We're gonna worship the King. Let's sing it. We're gonna worship the King. We're gonna praise His name. We're gonna lift up holy hands. We're gonna worship the King. Oh, we're gonna praise Him in the morning, praise Him in the night, praise Him all day long. We're gonna lift up the mighty name of Jesus. Hear me sing this song. We're gonna worship the King. Hallelujah. We're gonna praise His name. We're gonna lift up holy hands. We're gonna worship the King. We're gonna praise Him. Oh, we're gonna praise Him in the morning, praise Him in the night, praise Him all day long. We're gonna lift up the mighty name of Jesus. Hear me sing this song. We're gonna worship the King. We're gonna praise His name. We're gonna lift up holy hands. We're gonna worship the King. We're gonna praise Him in the morning. We're gonna praise Him in the morning. Praise Him in the night. Praise Him all day long. We're gonna lift up the mighty name of Jesus. Hear me sing this song. We're gonna worship the King. We're gonna praise His name. We're gonna lift up holy hands. We're gonna worship the King. We're gonna lift up holy hands. We're gonna lift up holy hands. We're gonna worship the King. We're gonna lift up holy hands. We're gonna lift up holy hands. We're gonna worship the King. Somebody say hallelujah. Why don't you do sound for us this morning? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say glory to God.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Name of the Lord Most High. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord Most High. The name of the Lord. strong tower. The righteous run into it. They all say the name of the Lord, the name of the warrior. A strong tower. The righteous run into it. They all say, blessed be the name of the Lord. 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 Most High. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Most High. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it. They all say the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it. They all say, blessed be the name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The name of the Lord Most High. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord Most High. The name of the Lord. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run in. They all say the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it. They all sing, glory to the name of the Lord. Glory to the name of the Lord. Glory to the name of, glory to the name of the Lord. The name of the Lord. Glory to the name of the Lord. Glory to the name of the Lord. Glory to the name. Glory to the name of the Lord. Glory to the name of the Lord.
Why don't you find somebody and give them a hug this morning? Hallelujah. Give him a good hug. Get the lights up. Praise the Lord. He's so good. Well, Jesse, you can come on up and give us some announcements this morning.
Praise God. Well, let's just stand back up for a minute. A few announcements as you're getting your offering ready. Next week, those of you that were in Foundations class, we've been on hold for a while, but that will start up next week. So the few of you that are involved, if you haven't been involved yet, we're going to be starting it over probably in March. So get with me if you want to get more involved, learn more of what we believe, why we believe it, why we act crazy in church and all that stuff. We've got it all explained. So any questions you have, that's a great class. If you just want to know why we play this loud music and raise our hands and all that stuff. So it's good. Also, Kathy Garvin, we have the raffle tickets for the children's ministry. She's got those ready today. So if you want to buy those, there's lots of wonderful gifts. There's full body massages, foot massage, pedicure, teeth whitening. I'm believing God for that one. There's all kinds of good stuff. So the raffle tickets are $2, right? So I encourage you to buy them. And Kathy will have more information on that, so see her after church. Of course, Wednesday tonight we have our 7 o'clock service, which is going to be great. Wednesday night, 8 o'clock service. Friday, 8 o'clock Holy Ghost meeting. So it's good. We're going to have a great week. If you've got your offering ready, just raise it up in the air. Yes, please. Thank you, Billy. I have envelopes. If you're giving by cash and you'd like one, who wants to help me here? Thank you, Sister Bell. Sister Bell brings her own envelopes. But you can use ours. That's fine. When you've got it ready, just stand to your feet. And when you do, when you give in faith. Give in faith that what you're giving is what we need for to meet the needs of this ministry, so that God's will can be done in this ministry. And also, give in faith that your needs will be met as well. Okay? When there's an offering, there's two opportunities in an offering. There's an opportunity to bless, and there's an opportunity to get blessed. And both are wonderful. We don't give just to receive, but hey, if it's more blessed to give than receive, who's being blessed when you're giving? You, the giver, right? So you will be blessed. You just get more when you give. Amen? So give in faith that your needs are being met, and give in faith that the church needs are being met. And guess what? It'll happen. It'll happen. If you don't have a lot to give, just give in faith. If you don't have anything, come up here in faith, and God will give you something, and it will make a difference. I want you to understand that. We live on miracles, on the gift of giving. That's what keeps this place going. And it works. I'm telling you, it works. Sometimes this place will be full. Sometimes it'll be empty. But we have bills that have to be paid, and those bills get paid. So as you use your faith, we are going to get ahead and do what God's called us to do. So everybody, give by faith this morning. Lift that up, and I want you to be thinking of a need that you need, that you're believing God for, and then allow God to put on your heart something for this church, that just believe for this church. In whatever area that you have a burden for, that God will just help that area. Someone may have a burden for the carpet, or someone may have a burden in another area. As you're giving, just believe God that somehow, some way, you know, if you're giving $10, hey, that may not do it, but God will do it. So use your faith in those two areas and watch what God does. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to give into your kingdom. Lord, I thank you that as we're giving, we're being blessed, Father, and that we're on the increase, Father, that this church is growing. It's not going back, but it's growing and going forward. We thank you that all the bills are paid, and not only that, we have more than enough to be a blessing to every ministry that comes in here, and to meet every need and to give into every good work. And Lord, I thank you that every need that's in this place is being met. Anybody in here, if they've got a burden that they can't bear, Lord, I thank you that you're meeting that need by your supernatural power in Jesus' name. I thank you that everyone is coming out of debt, all the bills are paid, and we're being set free from financial bondage this morning. I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, and I thank you for supernatural increase and blessing over every life in here in Jesus' name. Now, when you come up, bring that offering. If you don't have anything, I want you to come and do it by faith, and God will bless you, and God will bless this church. Amen. So come up here in faith and just believe God. Lay your hand on it. Do something. Amen.
Good morning, everybody. Open your Bibles up to Leviticus chapter 25. Somebody say, praise the Lord. That's good, Brother Jesse. Hallelujah. When you get it, say, I got it. Like your outfit today, Benita. That looks nice. Did y'all get to hug somebody this morning? Did y'all already do that this morning? Huh? Somebody said you asked to hug in the middle of the song service. Amen. I guess yellow is the color today, huh? Leviticus chapter 25. And thou shalt number 7 Sabbaths of the year unto thee. 7 times 7. Everybody say 7 times 7 years. Everybody say 7. Just say 7. Leviticus chapter 25. Verse 8. Is that what you got?
Oh, verse 8.
Verse 8. Everybody say 7.
7.
Everybody hold up your 5 and hold up 2 fingers there and say 7. Everybody look at somebody and say 7.
7.
Say it one more time.
7.
Look at somebody and say, you do it again.
Do it again.
Look at somebody else and say, you do it again here.
Do it again.
Say it one more time. Say, do it again.
Do it again.
Well, you know what that's what 7 means? There is more to 7 than just, you know, just a number. And we're going to find out that there is something in the Bible, you know, there's something you can do that each number represents something. Each number represents something. Maggie, you want to be with us this morning? Since your team left you, that's okay. Amen. They're not having a party. They're all in jail. No. Okay. So, but 7 represents something. And you're going to find out this morning that 7 represents, do it again. You know, I was going up there and I felt that I heard the word of the Lord. And I could hear that song that used to be out in the 80s. You know that song about forgiveness? 70 times 7. Anybody ever heard that? That you're supposed to forgive somebody 7 times 7. Amen? Well, somebody said, do it again. So I kept getting up there and I remember that there was a prophet in the Bible. We're going to talk about that this morning, about that prophet in the Bible told somebody to go down in that Jordan water 7 times. How many think God can do it once? Once is enough. How many of those people we get? You just want God to come and work a miracle 1 time, and after that 1 time, that's it. But you know, sometimes God does it in different ways. And I want to talk to y'all about 7, because there are a lot of people that get out there. You give up in your dream. You give up in your vision. You give up on your healing. Amen. You give up on a lot of things because overnight, that thing just doesn't come together. You just don't start to see manifestation right away. Everybody say 7.
7.
Somebody say hallelujah. And the space, listen, and the space of the 7 Sabbaths of the year shall be unto thee 49 years. So say 40. 40 represents a time of testing. You know, your faith will be tested and tried. How many got tested and tried faith? You believe something, and all of a sudden you got to work it through. God says something to you, and you're going to have to walk it out by faith. Then thou shalt cause the trumpet of the Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month. In the Day of Atonement shall ye make the trumpet sound throughout all the land. So we say at the end of the 7 is a trumpet sound. So many people want to blow horns. You get to toot your horn. Everybody gets to toot a horn every once in a while in life. But don't toot your horn until you've completed your 7. So say amen.
Amen.
See, people want to toot their horn. I'm going to tell you what, if you can endure in a blessing, if you can work through and see something come to success after the duration of time, after being tested, and you still hang on to your miracle, after you get that miracle, guess what? You have a right to toot your horn. You know, a lot of people want to toot horns, stuff just given to them, you know. Don't toot your horn when something's given to you. But if you labor and you test something out and you try something, you walk by faith to develop that thing from nothing, guess what? By the end of that thing, when that thing starts to manifest, you got a right, someone say, to blow a horn to give glory to God. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Many people want to toot their horn without trying to work anything out. Somebody say, 7.
7.
Times 7. And thou shalt proclaim liberty throughout all the land and all the heavens thereof. It shall be a jubilee unto you. How many have heard that word, jubilee? Jubilee, this is the season of jubilee that God wants to do something good for you. God wants to do something great. All that debt goes away. And we said this is the 50th year of the year of jubilee when good things happen. All debt's wiped away and you get a fresh start. When do you get a fresh start? After you complete your 70 times 7 or your 7. After you've learned to walk out some things consistently. Who's saying praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
I think it does more than just a time frame. I think it has to do with a mindset. When we talk about, you know, that your brother sins against you, should you forgive him? How many times do you have to forgive that person? We start calculating them 70 times 7, you know, then again. It's not necessarily a time. It's not necessarily a number. It's a mindset. And we're going to find that out. Somebody say glory to God. Go on down to verse 12. For it shall be jubilee, it shall be holy unto you. You shall eat the increase thereof out of the field. After you've been tested, after you've been tried, after you've learned to worship God, after you've learned to be consistent, after you've learned to endure through the night, do you hear what I'm saying? Then you're going to experience a jubilee. Then you'll start to experience increase. Deuteronomy chapter 15, verse 1, go there. When do you let up? When do you give in? There's a time and a season for everything. And many people think, well, what time is it for me? Am I to push in there? Am I just to, well, this thing ain't hitting it yet. Do I have to hit it again? Well, let's study this real quick in Deuteronomy chapter 15, verse 1. It says, at the end, everybody say the end.
Yeah.
At the end of every 7. Now, some of y'all look at me and say, he's building this thesis on this 7 number. And give me all these scriptures. But write down this. You ever heard the name Sheba? Everybody say Sheba. Well, Sheba basically means 7. Sheba in Hebrew, Sheba means 7. And what Sheba basically means, it means a full, an indefinite number, 10. It means a week. It means a process of time. It's the cardinal number. But there's some things that go, when you take a scripture, you take one word and you study that word throughout scripture, 7 pops up in the Bible all the time. But it's always something that God always gives out people. Do this 7 times. You know, and he says, you cast out a spirit and that house is not clean. That thing will come back 7 times worse or with 7 other buddies. What does that mean? It'll come back with 7 other things just as bad as itself. 7 other demons? Maybe. Maybe. Maybe it does. Or maybe it means that thing will come back until that person learns to work through some stuff. And learns how to handle some stuff and start to get over some stuff, start to walk consistently. There are a lot of people that love to play patty cake with the devil, and they want to get the pastor involved in that patty cake. Pray for a devil, let the thing come out. Amen? You're not going to be wrestling all night long with devils, you know, every 6 months, getting the devil cast out of you. Amen? Develop a lifestyle to keep you free. Bible says you shall speak the word. Amen? And the word will set that person free. If the word can't set them free, guess what? They don't want to be free. Hallelujah. Doesn't have anything to do about how strong you are, how much power you got on the inside. Jesus got all power, all authority. Somebody say amen. He didn't call you to wrestle with devils. He said, we wrestle not against flesh and blood and all those things, but it's a spiritual battle. You got to learn to use the word of God to do what God wants you to do. Amen. But it says in Deuteronomy chapter 15, verse 1, at the end of every 7 years, thou shalt make a release. Who gets to make? You get to have release. So many people release too soon. They release responsibility. They release faith. They release confession. They release Bible devotion. They release consistency. When do you get? Who gives you your release? God. Say, release comes at Jubilee. Right? So after you've learned to endure, amen, after you learn to go through, then God will give you, that's what Jubilee is. Jubilee is nothing but a spirit of release. It's a break. Somebody say, you can take a break. Look at somebody and say, you can take a break. Tell them. Kind of quiet in here this morning, amen? But 7 happens so many times, you got to keep on going until Jubilee gets there. You got to keep flowing in the spirit. Keep doing the same thing over and over and over and over again. How many of you feel got some stuff like that? You know, is this the right thing to do? You know, I've gone up for healing once. Do I go back again? I fell on the floor once. Do I fall down again? It didn't seem like anything changed. You know, people give up. They started this healing thing. God gets them started. Then along the way, things start to slow up a little bit. Somebody said, well, you might have to go down to Jordan again. You might have to go down to Jordan again. You don't give up. It might look good. This stuff you got in, you didn't get into it overnight. It took you a long time to get in it. And it's going to take some faith and some consistency. Somebody say, praise the Lord. To work it out of you. Say seven. Joshua chapter 6, verse 4. You know that God's about to do something. He's talking about some faith and obedience when he starts using number 7. He said, call forth 7 priests. He's giving us the message, isn't he? Completion. Say, Sunday comes. Sunday comes on the Sabbath day. The Sabbath day is a rest. Sabbath day is a rest. Joshua chapter 6, verse 4. And 7 priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets of ram's horns. And the 7th day ye shall compass the city, how many times? So he's going to work it out in 7. He took down the walls of Jericho using 7. Somebody say consistency. Consistent obedience brought down the walls of Jericho. You hear God told us about 7 or 8 months ago, endure. Be faithful. He who is faithful with little will be faithful with much. Be consistent. Run the race. Start to talk to us about tenacity and all these different things and consistency and endurance. He who is faithful to the end, or he that endures to the end, will be blessed. Because God knew that there is a mountain. There are some things that need to fall down before. Some of you got some mountains that need to come down. Amen. On the other side, there might be healing on the other side. There might be prosperity on the other side. There might be deliverance for your family on the other side. Might be whatever you're believing God for. It's on the other side. But how do you get the wall down so you can get to it? God might call some 7s to you. Somebody say, come on, 7. He called 7 priests. He called for 7 trumpets. And the 7th day that ye shall compass the city 7 times, and then the priest shall blow the horns. And it shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with the, amen, with the ram's horn, and when ye hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout. And the walls of the city shall fall down. And the people shall ascend up, every man straight before him. And Joshua the son of Nun called the priests and said unto them, take up the ark of the covenant and let the 7 priests bear the 7 trumpets of the ram's horn before the ark of the Lord. And he said unto the people, pass on and compass the city, and let him that is armed pass on before the ark of the Lord. And it came to pass when Joshua had spoken unto the people that the 7 priests bearing the 7 trumpets of the ram's horn passed on before the Lord and blew the trumpets, and the ark of the covenant of the Lord followed them. And armed men went before the priests and blew with trumpets, and rewarded came after the ark, and priests going on, blowing the trumpets. And Joshua commanded the people, saying, ye shall not shout, nor make any noise with your voice, neither shall any word proceed out of your mouth until the day I bid you to shout. He said, everybody shut up until I tell you when to shout. Everybody wants to shout and wants to toot their horn before they prove themselves in the 7 days. Everybody say, praise the Lord. Because you know what? God said, listen, he knew that obedience is what's going to cause them. It was God that was going to bring down the wall. Those people weren't bringing down the wall. It was the power of God that would bring down the wall of Jericho. In your life, it's the power of God that's going to do great things for you. It's the anointing that's going to break the yoke. It's the anointing that's going to break the yoke, and it's going to take some time for you to realize that. Somebody say, praise the Lord in here this morning. It's God that's going to do that for you. And that's what those 7 days, if God wanted it, listen, God could have brought that wall down before they ever got there. They didn't have chicks, you know, they didn't use their swords and spears and start pulling out the mortar and doing all that stuff to get out the walls. He said, you just do what I tell you to do for 7 days, and the wall is my problem. How are walking around the wall going to bring the wall down? Some people say they shouted so loud the walls came down. I don't think so. Maybe. God brought the walls down because he got some people that could obey him. I tell you what, when God gets people that will obey his voice, he'll do anything. Faith moves mountains, and faith is nothing but obedience. Faith moves mountains. If faith can move mountains, don't you think it can bring the walls down? You just do what God tells you to do for as long as he tells you to do it. And at that appointed time, that spirit of release will come and you'll get what you're believing for. Every once in a while we said, if there's just some great power, come put their hands on me and my eyes will pop out and I'll see all this other stuff. Glory to God. No, I tell you what, God's given you a breakthrough. He's given you your miracle through the process of time. If you just consistently do, amen, you consistently walk, that day of release is going to come. Am I talking about 7 years? It might be 7 years. It might be 15 minutes. Seven just represents that you just being faithful in every season that God puts you in. Somebody say, praise the Lord. I like that. That way I feel like I'm in a Pentecostal church. Amen. Y'all keep sitting like this. I run around the room all by myself and fall out. Amen. Make you wait till I get up. Hallelujah. Somebody say, praise the Lord this morning. This is the word of the Lord. I used to sing a rock and roll song. Amen. Hallelujah. That little rock and roll, they put me on this tour. And I used to sing a song that Starship put out. Then we did the Christian numbers. Lots of souls got saved. Amen. We ministered over 250,000 young people in a matter of 9 months. Somebody say, what you singing rock and roll for? Well, you reached 250,000 people in 9 months. Amen. Hallelujah. We sang for over 250,000 people over 9 months. Amen. I mean, there'd be some Friday nights we'd have a whole high school gym pack, and they'd do that altar call, 3-minute altar call. We didn't have to spit, holler, roll on the floor, amen, cry, amen. We didn't have to lie and do all that other stuff. And I tell you what, that altar would be packed. I mean, it'd be nothing for 300 people to get saved, amen, 300 young people in their high school to get saved because somebody was obedient and did what God wanted to do. Those were Baptist people that did that too. There were only two Pentecostals in there, amen. Amen. But they were a bunch of Baptist people, a bunch of Wesleyans, amen, and a couple of us charismatics, amen, just being obedient. And there was one song we used to sing, and it was God prophesied. He said, you ever heard that song, It's Not Over Till It's Over by Starship? It's not over till you get it right. Well, that doesn't do anything but represent seven. In your life, I tell you what, as soon as you learn that your problem is not your problem, let me tell you what, your problem is not your problem. God will work that stuff out. It's consistency and obedience. You take your eye off the problem, amen, you put your eye on Jesus and just walk and watch what he does. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. And you can think of that in the same way as seven. So many people are so focused on their, you know, tomorrow, they're so focused on their problem. Well, why don't you start getting focused on your solution? Your solution is what God told you to do, what God told you to be. Amen. Many people don't even know it. You know, that simple thing that God told you to do will get you faster to where you want to go. I believe they got the wall down faster, and they brought the walls of Jericho down in 7 days. They brought it down a lot faster. I wonder how long it would have taken to bring down the walls of Jericho if somebody had a better idea and said, all right, everybody, y'all start pulling these rocks. Now you go over here because I know we got the word. Joshua's talking about marching around the city. We ain't got no time to be marching around no city. Come on, let's get some rocks and start bringing this wall down. So many of you trying to knock down the walls in your own flesh. You're trying to make your stuff come together in your own flesh through logical ideas. God's ways are beyond our ideas. God's trying to work a miracle for you. I want to preach to 10,000 people. Pick up that toilet brush. But you call me to do this. And God said, God knows what he told you to do. God told you, you know, he knows. He'll get you there eventually. All you got to do is believe and obey God. Trim a tree. Whatever the Lord tells you to do, you do it. And I tell you what, that's a fast track. When God starts to tell you to do something totally contrary. You see, people in the flesh will get off every time totally in the contrary. I just went down to this one church. Ended up being down there in Shreveport. Ended up being down there for a couple of years, but I just went down there to help out. I was just going to preach a Bible study. But when I went down to preach the Bible study, I was going down there to preach the Bible study and preach when he couldn't get a preacher to come in. I'd preach on Sunday morning or whatever else it was. But my predominant job was to get that building together, to get it ready. Amen. I didn't go down there to be a superstar and do all that other stuff. Amen. But I went down there with the thought of just getting that place together. And you know what? I got down there and God opened doors. God opened doors and did things. Amen. But I never lost focus of what I was called to do. God will get you to where you want to go if you just become faithful in that thing. How many of you got yourself? How many are relating to what I'm saying? You see, it feels like I'm going around in circles. God got me going in circles. So what? They went around the circles. They went around their promise. I can't get on the inside. You just keep walking in the circle. Shut up. Some say, shut up. Don't you make a sound. Just obey God.
And at that year of Jubilees, at the time of Jubilee, at the completion, after you've totally, somebody say, after you become perfected, what does perfect mean? Perfected mean? Ready for use. See, those people, they got to that perfection, and seven represents the number of perfection. Ready for use. God found, I can use these people. I'm going to let them into this city. Somebody say, praise the Lord. You can take this thing real quick. Walk around in circles. You walk around in circles at the word of the Lord, or get yourself a chisel and see who gets in first. The Bible tells us sometimes in the theology with Jesus Christ and many things that go down, you know, the way up is down. He that humbles himself shall be exalted. In our society, in our culture, you better knock somebody off and step on whoever you can to get where you got to go. Kick them on the way down so they don't tell anybody it was you. Amen. But Jesus tells us to humble ourselves. It looked like if we follow the principles of Christ, it'll take us a long time to be who God, you know, to be at the top of the ladder. But God knows what he's doing. God knows what he's doing. I want to be a millionaire. I want to be blessed. So, doesn't make sense, does it? But you'll get there a lot quicker when you start to obey the Holy Ghost. So they blew the and rewarded, and Joshua had commanded the people, saying, ye shall not shout nor make any noise with your voice, neither shall any word proceed out of your mouth. He guarded their confession because he knew there were some people, you know what, there are certain people, all you got to do is just shut up and do what you're told. And if we just open our mouths while we're going through the season, while we're walking in circles in certain areas of our life. And many times you'll talk yourself out of doing what God told you to do. You think you'll praise God. All of a sudden, here we go. Walk. They start singing, great is God. Great is the Lord. If he let them run their mouth, and all of a sudden somebody would start to lead the choir. You know, great is God. We still walking. Great is God. We still walking. Then about 15, you know, about 4 hours later, great is God. I'm tired of walking. Great is God. Ain't you tired of walking too? Great is God, you know. Why don't we just stop walking? It'll never come down. Great is God. Joshua missed him. Great is, every once in a while, you got to do what the Holy Ghost told you to do and just shut up.
That's right.
Let me say amen.
If
you've heard God speak, let his word be final. If you can't repeat what he said, don't say a word.
Amen.
You just repeatedly do what he told you to do. Some say sometimes you get a lot farther by not saying anything at all. Then when God says, now you can run your mouth, run your mouth. Amen. I'm trying to help some people. I'm preaching to myself this morning. I'm preaching to myself this morning. There are many things we get tired of doing. Amen. Some say, do it and shut up. Hold your mouth. Amen. Glory to God. This is good this morning. Some say 7 days. How can you complete your 7 days? Amen. One thing just by shutting up. Amen. You just make it longer. You'll just make it longer. Hallelujah. So say, I won't complain. I won't gripe. I'm just going to believe God. Somebody say, anybody can relate to this thing I'm talking about this morning? Or you can get blessed and say, brother, you're way off this morning. Amen. There's a day coming when God's going to let you shout. At the end of your 7 days. Somebody say, amen. I'd rather have 7 days than 40 years. I'd rather have 7 days than 40 years. You hear me? Notice that it was 40. In one of these scriptures, it was 40 and 9 years. 40 and 9 years. You know what? 40 years, you know, if you can't handle the seven things, you know, that seven of just doing what God told you to do consistently. God will give you 40, he'll give you 40 years, and 40 years will get you ready to do the seven. People that go through the wilderness are able to do 7 days. Joshua chapter 6, verse 15. And it came to pass on the seventh day that they rose early about drawing on the day and compassed the city after the same manner 7 times. Only that day they compassed the city 7 times. So it came to pass. Say, it came to pass. What did they do? They did the same thing. Now we got. I tell you what. I'm going to correct myself right now. We should say, listen, insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. I tell you what. There's some insane things that God will tell you to do. At the appointed time, glory to God, that thing will change. Amen. So notice that it came to pass. See, many of you just keep walking by faith. You just keep living. Amen. You just keep believing God. You just keep trusting God. You just keep doing what he told you to do. Even if it looked like your life being wasted, keep doing it. At the appointed time, somebody say, glory to God. Something's going to happen for you. All of a sudden. How many of you like those suddenlies?
Love those suddenlies. Love those walls.
See, we think that all of our stuff that we do in the 7 days, well, God's going to do this with it. What if he doesn't want to do anything with it whatsoever? He just wants to do something in you. You know what? We got to accomplish all these other things, blah, blah, blah. No, God can't handle it. Amen? God's totally in control. What the Lord wants to break through for you, he's going to break it through. We get a lot of young ministers and some old ministers. Amen? They get out there, you know, and they don't realize, well, I need to be doing this. I need to get me some business cards. That'll make it happen. If I get me a couple business cards and do all this other stuff, my stuff will come together. Excuse me. Amen. I'd rather zip it up. Amen. And have it hang. You don't have my flyer completely down. Amen. Somebody say praise the Lord. Somebody say praise the Lord. You know, and they think, if I just do, I got to help God out. I got to help him out. You know, I got to work this up just in case he don't come through. You know, we're believing God wants to do good things in our ministry, so we got to get all these little things done. All you got to do is do what he tells you to do. He'll probably change it all up by the time that stuff happens anyhow. In that seven process, God's doing some things in you. On the way to where you're going, God's doing stuff in you. I've been lots of places and thought I was trying to hook things up for my ministry, work for a lot of things. This is going to be a blessing to the ministry to come. No, just see, he's just doing things in me. All the time, every little thing that we go in, what am I going to get out of it? What am I going to get out of it? There are a lot of people that got that mentality. God will put you in some stuff that you won't get anything out of. Amen. You'll get something out of it of a far more value. Amen. Then do I get about 20 people to roll with me? Do I, you know, what am I, where's this going to put me in the future? Doesn't work like that. God will put you in some places, and I tell you what, he'll get some stuff out of you, and he'll put some spiritual things in you. Amen. He'll put some things in you. Yeah, there'll be some situations you won't get anything out of. I've cut some trees. I mean, I've worked in places. You know, I can hang with nations because I worked in places where pay-wise, you don't get much out of it. Somebody say amen. But you do. You get something more than money can buy. Amen. So stop thinking about those situations. Everybody always thinking, what's in it for me? What's in it for me? Anybody got those me little syndrome things? Can't do what God tells them to do because they can't see that God's trying to bless them. God is your source. He's your provider. Somebody say, praise the Lord. I ain't going to do no children's church. I ain't got no kids in there. Ain't nothing in there for me. Wouldn't be going to get me clean coffee cup. I don't even like coffee. What's in it for me? There are a lot of stuff that God's going to use you in some stuff. Amen. You're not going to get anything out of it, amen, other than obeying the voice of God. And I thank God that Jesus didn't have that attitude when he came down here to get us. What's in this for me? I'm going to go hang on this cross. What's in it for me? Amen. And we still can't figure it out because we know church folk. I don't know why he'd want us up there, amen, for all eternity, amen. I mean, we can't even take each other, amen, for a good 2 hours, amen. He wants us up there for all eternity, amen. He knows the heart of the Father. Look at somebody and say, get that selfish me thing out of there. You'll never get it. You'll never come to 7 days thinking about it. Lord, when Jesus said all things were formed by the hand of Jesus in 7 days, he said by all things, he created all things. And when we read the formation of the world and all those things that come, it said that all things were formed by the hand of Jesus. In 7 days, he formed everything with his own hands. I'm so glad he wasn't forming things, thinking, what's in this for me? I don't need no water. But he put stuff together, not thinking of himself. You'll wonder forever. You'll wonder forever with that mentality. That self-centered. Amen. You'll wonder forever, but when you start to live for Jesus, amen. I've gotten to the point, you know, in my faith, you might not be there, but I've gotten there to the point in my faith, you know, I believe God will bless us here in this world and also in the world to come. But you tell what, I can be consistent with this 7 until he shows up. Amen. And I can receive my jubilee over there. Amen. All you got to do is make up your mind, do what God tells you to do. He will equip you to do what he told you to do. And all you got to do is make up your mind, make a decision. Yes. Say yes. There's never been a thing in my life that he told me to do that I couldn't do. Never. It's always a decision, you know, but you can't do what God tells you to do when you're sitting there thinking about it, complaining about it, griping about it. Amen. Somebody say, just start. This is good this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Woo! Somebody say, 7. At the end of 7, jubilee. Now it's cool in here. Y'all can cut down some of that air. Amen. Now, look, at the end of 7, jubilee, but during that 7 times, the best way to get that 7 times is to shut up until it tells you to shout. Ooh, how many of y'all just couldn't wait to tell different people to shut up? Amen. Now we get to do this in church. Amen. It's going to make you feel real good. Look at somebody in the face and say, shut up.
Shut up.
People don't like to hear that. My mom, sweet lady, but boy, she can go. And she went to this prophet one time. And she went up there to the prophet. And he was praying for people and blessing people. And she was telling him the life story and everybody else's life story. You know, she was telling him everything. She got up there and he was trying to pray for her. She was going to tell him what happened and all the other stuff. And she was just going. And finally got to the point where the man looked at her face and said, shut up! Say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God knows, he understands. Put your heart out to God. Shut up about it. Just do what he tells you to do and it'll be over in time. Amen. Can pass the 7 times. Only on the 7th time. Only they can pass the 7 times. And it came to pass at the 7th time when the priest blew the trumpets, Joshua said unto the people, shout for the Lord. Say the Lord.
The Lord.
Say the Lord. Say,
the Lord
hath given you the city. He say, we can take it now. We got it now. Say,
the Lord
has done it.
Done.
You just be consistent. You just walk by faith. You just do what God told you to do. It's coming. Here's another one. 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 41. Say, 7. Or 70 times 7. Say it again. 70 times 7. I tell you what, I would have rather walked in circles than tried to take down that wall anyhow. That's easy to me. Crystal, can you fix the air in here? It's kind of cold. I would have much rather just obey the Holy Ghost and do what the Holy Ghost tells me to do. Amen. That was a lot easier than trying to move a bunch of bricks and stones and all this other stuff. And Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up, eat and drink, for there is the sound. Someone say the sound.
Sound.
Say it again, the sound,
sound
of abundance of rain. So Abraham went up to eat and drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, and he cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees. That was one crazy prophet. That man was wild. And he said to his servant, go up and look toward the sea. And he went up and looked and said, there is nothing. Elijah said, there's going to be a storm. Something's about to happen. He said, he told the servant, you go up there and look. Do you see anything? I don't see nothing. Everybody say, I don't see nothing. How many of you heard God tell you some stuff? Amen. He told you some stuff and you went out there. Amen. You said this. This one said that. And you got out there and said, I don't see. Say, I don't see.
I don't see.
Nothing. What happens when God puts something in your thinking? You're getting out there door and say, I don't see a thing. The servant did that. And he said, I could tell many, I could be real wild and say, God's going to bless everybody with a new Mercedes Benz. Go out there in the parking lot and go look and see what God's giving you. You come back in and say, I don't see nothing. I can tell you, oh, it's there by faith. There are faith Mercedes out there for everybody today. Amen. A lot of people want to deny things. You know, faith is not a denial of reality. Faith can look at the truth and say, hey, this is it. But God can handle it. And he said, listen, I don't see anything. He said, go again. He said, go again. How many times?
7 times.
What? Now, if you didn't see it once, he didn't even let the boy come back. Because this prophet knew the ways, everybody say the ways of God. Write that down on your notes. That's the second time I've heard that in my spirit. We were talking about that on Friday night. But the prophet knew the ways of God. And here the servant goes out there and looks for what the prophet said. The prophet said, listen, I hear the sound of abundance of rain. He said, you go out there and see if it comes to pass. Yes, sir, I'll go on out there. And I don't see nothing. And he went back. I'm sure some of you would have been loved to go back there and say, ain't nothing happening. And the prophet said, you go back 7 times. How many of you are willing to go back again? Amen. And it's the word of God for you to go back 7 times. Wouldn't that be the will of the Lord for him to go back 7 times? Does that mean it was the will of God for him to go out there the first time and see nothing? Yes. He wouldn't have told him to go out there. The prophet knew. So even when you go out there expecting to see stuff, you don't see anything. Amen. It's 7. Somebody say the 7 is of God. And it came to pass at the 7th time, he said, behold, there arises a little cloud out of the sea like a man's hand. And he said, go up and say unto Abraham, prepare the chariot and get thee down, that the rain stop thee not. I thank God that this servant was smart enough to do what the prophet said. Somebody say amen. What do you do in between the promise and the provision? You obey God. Some of you are in the process of 7 stuff, you know. How many times I got to flick this coffee pot on? How many times we got to sing this song? How many sound checks we got to go through? How many times I got to put up with cooking breakfast or whatever it is God's got you doing? I should be there already. I'm going to take this wall down myself. How many, you know, you go look all around town and you see all kinds of people spiritually trying to pull down walls. Look at that dummy. You know, and you don't let them distract you. Don't let those people distract you, people to try to do things in their own flesh. You just keep doing what God told you to do. Do it. Again. Say again.
Again.
And again.
And again.
And again.
And again.
Brother Hagin said one thing that was all. He said, listen, if you're willing to wait forever, it won't be long. People don't like to hear that. If you're willing to wait forever, it won't be long. That issue that you're dealing with in your life, brother, God did it. He'll do it again. He's done it. Amen. If you have to go down 7 times, then go down 7 times. There are certain things in your life that consistency will break the yoke of bondage. It wasn't that God was too weak to do it the first time. He was trying to do something else. He was trying to let you see his hand, his provision. Somebody say amen. He was trying to do more than just give you a breakthrough. He's trying to tell you his name, that he's faithful. God said it, he'll do it. You just enjoy yourself in those 7 days. Somebody say amen. Glory to God. There's a revelation here for us if we would just listen. Second Kings chapter 5, verse 1. How many need a miracle? You need a breakthrough. Here to tell you this morning, it's going to be all right. Thank you, Jesus. 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 1. In the era of your children's church, What are you going to do to pull that thing? Don't go pulling no bricks out. Glory to God. You just do consistently. You just be consistent. If it's hugging every kid that comes in the door, if that's what God tells you to do, you do that for as long as it takes. God will do what he's going to do in his time. Amen. It's the spirit that profits. Amen. The flesh profits nothing. How do you think your brother Joel got up there, pastor one of the largest churches in America right now? Who would ever thought him sitting up there picking out suits for his daddy during all those years and all those boys kissing up and doing all that other stuff, thought that God, you know, I'm going to preach real hard. I'm going to do all this other stuff. I'm going to do all this other stuff. And he had to consistently pick out suits and ties and shine shoes and edit sermons. Look what God did at that appointed time. Wow, look at that. Now he wearing them suits. If he didn't want to wear them, he can buy his own. Why? Consistency. Because God knew. God wanted to use him for that time period. He wanted to use him for that season. Amen. And he learned some things. You don't realize that there are a lot of things that God told you to do that are the stepping stones to get you where God wants you to go. We're so unwilling to be obedient to the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Now Naaman, captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master, a noble, an honorable, because by him the Lord had given him deliverance unto Syria. He was also a mighty man in valor, but he was a leper. He had a problem, didn't he? Now I'm going to bring this over to help some people that have problems, because there are people that need healing and they need deliverance and they're going through some stuff. And the Syrians had gone out by companies and brought away captive out of the land of Israel a little maid, and she waited on Naaman's wife, and she said unto her mistress, "Would God my Lord were with the prophet that is in Samaria, for he would recover him of his leprosy." That's some faith, isn't it? And one went in and told his Lord, saying, "Thus and thus said the maid that is of the land of Israel. The king of Syria said, Go, and I will send a letter unto the king of Israel. And he departed and took him 10 talents of silver and 6,000 pieces of gold and 10 charges of raiment. And he brought the letter to the king of Israel, saying, Now when this letter is come unto thee, behold, I have therewith sent Naaman, my servant, to thee, that thou may recover him of his leprosy." Isn't that something? Isn't that some faith? That's scary, isn't it? You know, if you understood what kind of system it was back there, that's almost like a, "Lord, what are we going to do now?" So here he sent this boy, right? It'd be like somebody sending you. "I heard you knew somebody that could heal people. Amen. So I'm sending you this boy that's got AIDS along with the letter." And it came to pass when the king of Israel had read the letter, he rent his clothes. Didn't he have great faith? He knew where his faith was. He said, "You gave me all this other problem. Now what am I going to do?" I mean, that's like what it's like right at some ministries. People come up there with all kind of stuff. You know, and they come up here, you know, here they come. He ran his clothes because he knew what he had on the inside of him. He ran his clothes and said, "Am I God to kill and to make alive, that this man thus sent me to recover a man of leprosy? Can I handle this?" How many of you got some things in your life that look a little bit too big for you to handle? You might think, "I can't do it. I can't handle it." And guess what? You're right. You can't. But God can. You want to get something done, realize what you can't do. And just because you can't do something doesn't mean it won't get done. Doesn't mean it's over. That means it'll get done a lot quicker. "Therewith, consider, I pray you, and see how he saith," where are we at? "Recover men of the..." "Wherefore, consider, I pray you, and see how he seeketh a quarrel against me." And it was so, when Elisha, the man of God, had heard the king of Israel had rent his clothes, he sent to the king, saying, "Wherefore hast thou rent your clothes?" Let him come now to me, and he shall know that there is a prophet in Israel. So the man came unto the horses and with his chariot and stood at the door of Elisha's house. See, there are a lot of people that are so silly. You know, how do you know a prophet? By what they say comes to pass or not. You know, and you get up there, and if it doesn't happen just that day, if it doesn't happen, amen, right away, they just miss God. Ain't nothing over there. We're going to learn that today. Elisha had a double portion of Elijah's anointing. And Elisha sent his message unto him, saying, go and wash. Am I skipping too much? So Naaman came with his horses and with his chariot and stood at the door of Elisha's, at the house of Elisha. And Elisha sent a message unto him, saying, go and wash in the Jordan 7 times. So say, go again. Some of us would thought once is enough. So say, do it again. I didn't send out a flyer, send another one. I didn't hug her, hug her again. Amen. Look at somebody on the other side, you say, do it again. So there are a lot of things, you know, that God told us to do that might seem difficult for us. Jordan wasn't just, you know, we all sing them song, oh, Jordan, all this other stuff. If y'all saw Jordan, y'all would be singing that song. It said, wash in Jordan 7 times, and thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean. There is some stuff in your life that God just wants to wash off. We got to understand, this is a process of faith. You're not going to be all right overnight. But that's all right. I mean, you're just not going to have a nasty attitude and come to 2 services and all of a sudden you Queen Mother Teresa. Amen. But that's all right. I mean, someone said, I looked at my hands look new. Well, if that happens for you, whoop-de-doo. Amen. I looked at my hands looked new. I looked at my feet, they were new too. Glory to God. Well, whoop-de-doo for you. But as far as what you're concerned, there's some things in your life that's going to take some time. And some consistency. And don't you get hung up over that stuff. You just walk the best way you can. Glory to God. And in the process of time, you're going to be all right. You just keep walking for Jesus. Well, once I went down that water, that was enough for me. Well, someone say, I'll take the 7 dumps. I'll take 49, dump 20. You just keep dunking until you come up the way you need to come up. After every season you go down, you're going to come up a little bit different. Don't get tired of going through, of being dunked. Don't get tired of change. Don't get tired. Every time you repent, every time you change your mindset, there's a new thing that happens from you. So say, go down again. Here we go again. How many of you felt like that? I went to this church, went to that church. Now, here you go again. I done had a best friend. I don't need no more friends. Here you go again. I done went to that doctor. I done went up there and got prayed for. Somebody say, get in that water again. I didn't preach to that group of people. They all gone. Well, here comes some more. Somebody say, do it again. Somebody say, 7 times 7. Crystal had an experience one time when she got worn out. Boy, they got a good piece of her that day. Amen. And she was all ready to give up. Or she wanted me to brawl or something. Help me. Amen. I got worn out. You know what I said? Girl, that's not the first time that's going to happen. Not the first, not probably that happened. Guess what? It won't be the last time. Do it again. Saul thought he'd never be run. I mean, David thought he'd never be on the run again. He ran from Saul all his life. Running from Saul. Him running. I mean, he got tired of running from the king. He saw, I'm the king now. I ain't running from nobody. Then his own son had him on the run. You better stop crying about having to do some stuff over again. Somebody say, 7 times. If you got to go down to the water, then go down to the water. If you don't want to go to the water, then keep your leprosy. There was even in Jesus' ministry, we said, well, that's Old Testament. And if Jesus would have done it, whoo, hallelujah, it would have been all right away. There was one prophet in the New Testament, one boy in the New Testament. I can't remember right off the top of my head whether it was Jesus or one of the apostles. Same anointing. Pray for a guy's eyes. They say, "Can you see?" He say, "I see, man, they look like trees." Some of us would have given up and said, "Oh, well, what did he do?" As a man, he prayed for the man. He prayed for him once, didn't come out completely right the first time. Did he try to cover for himself and try to make up a prophecy? "Oh, you seeing in the spirit. Those trees represent..." See, there are a lot of people all halfway through blessings and running. Amen. It had been much better for him to fix it. Amen. Go on and get it right. It's all right to have to pray twice. We want to fake stuff and put stuff off. It's all, you know, you can ask God one time for a thing, he'll do it, but you know there'll be a process and he's going to give you another way to pray that prayer. Amen. Until it all comes back together again. A lot of people walking around limping, seeing stuff like trees, seeing all cross and stuff like that, because they think that that's is over. I done arrived. I'm all finished. I'm saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, and everything's all right with me. I want to find me some Jordan. Maybe we should have baptismal services every Sunday. Amen. We haven't had one. Maybe we need to do it each week. Amen. I'm going to hit it every day. He said, go down to this Jordan seven times. Somebody say seven times.
Seven times.
And Elisha sent his message, and Naaman was wroth. Well, he sent the word, do this seven times, and Naaman got ticked off. How many people trying to get something from God get mad? You get mad. Well, ain't you going to be like Benny Hinn? Where's the organ music? It's supposed to be organ music. You're supposed to say, get up and walk and rise and be healed. He didn't get that, did he? He said, "I ain't going to come to your house. Don't you do hospital visitation?" Elisha didn't even do the hospital visitation. He said, go find yourself some dirty Jordan with water and get in that water seven times. He didn't like the process that God was going to bring him deliverance. That changed the way it came. That changed the way it came because he was ticked about it. There are a lot of things that God wants to do in your life that you might get ticked about. Get over it. Amen. That's your pathway of deliverance. As soon as you stop getting ticked about it, just start obeying God. Amen. Enjoy yourself. Get it over with. It's not that bad. It cracks me up. He had leprosy just about all these years. This man had leprosy, and all he had to do is get in the waters. How long does it take you to get in the water seven times? The time that he spent getting rough and getting mad and sending the message back, he could have been healed and delivered. People think, as soon as you get over your stuff, you can pick up on where you left off last, and you'll be quicker to where God wants you to go. It's not over till it's over. So this man got wroth and went away and said, behold, I thought. Some say, I thought. He needed to hear what they told those boys walking around the city of Jericho. What do you do when God tells you to do something? What do you do when God tells you to do something? Amen. They had to walk around the city of Jericho seven times while they were walking around that city. What were they supposed to do? After they heard God, what do? After you heard God, just shut up and obey him. He said, no, I thought. Now, there are a bunch of stuff that God's got you doing, some stuff you're out there, and you're in the process of time, you're in the process of healing, you're in the process of delivery, then we get to thinking along the way. If it's not done, don't think. It's already thought out. Walk it out. He went away because he got to thinking. He will surely come out to me. He had a plan of his deliverance, didn't he? He got mad. He used to be with a leprosy man. He's sitting there with a leprosy man. There are a lot of people that come in here with a bunch of stuff and get mad because God doesn't jump on their boat. If it's just not right, I'm going to get ticked about it. Well, you can get just mad as you want to, amen? You obey God and watch that thing break for you. I thought, he will surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and strike his hand over the place. Doesn't that sound like some of us sometime? I thought when you're going to bring that thing that surely he's going to come out and get that hand. Somebody say, where's the hand? See, some of us got that stuff with us. We are so traditional and so religious and so whacked in their thinking. Maybe your thing is not for healing, where you're waiting for somebody to lay their hand on them, but you thought all of a sudden it'd be this big service, 20,000 people. They're going to say, Pastor Rod, it's all yours. Take it. I thought Jan and Paul Christ would pull up, and all of a sudden, bam, ministry. So say, I thought. God's ways are higher than your ways. So get out of the way. Somebody say, amen. They used to sing songs like that in the coaching church. I've been in the rain. I've been in this way a long time. Maybe 80-something years old. I've been in the way a long time. Been in the way, man. You've been in this thing, and you've been by faith a long time. Then you say, I've been in the way a long time. One time my bishop said, and then you need to get out of the way. Let God do what he wants to do. Somebody say, amen.
Amen.
And recover the leper. He said, listen, are not these places, Abana, Pharpar, the river of Damascus, better than the waters of Israel? He said, you could have found some better water. There's some people like that. Amen. Brent, amen. He's not here today. Amen. I can say it. Amen. I don't want to go to no warehouse church. Can't you find some better water to dunk in? Can't you find somewhere the music probably not so loud? Can't you find a white preacher? Come on now. That's what it is for a lot of us. Can't you get somebody that can speak my verbiage? Can't you find some better water for me to dunk in? Well, if you like those waters, you go dunk in it. You walk all the way over there and dunk and come up, nothing will happen. Amen. You better go where God, amen, sends you to go. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
I don't care if the boy's buck-tooth Chinese and cross eyes. Amen. If that's where God told me to go to get my breakthrough, I'm going to go there. Amen. He could have a Chinese man with cross eyes, buck teeth, amen, and a jerry curl, and I'll be there, amen. Driving a hoopty, amen, and I'll be right there, amen. He could even have your girl. What's your girl? What's that girl that Rex likes to hear at TBN sing, amen? She could be the worship leader, amen. Amen. Betty Jean, amen, with Betty Jean on the organ, amen, knowing she can't play, amen. I'll be right there. And I'll stay there, and I'll sit through it. I'll go through it, even when they're preaching what I don't want to hear. Somebody say, I'm going to go under. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Just endure what God told you to endure, and then that jubilee will come to you.
Amen.
A lot of people are thinking when God did it before, I ain't going down to that feed store again. There were certain people over in Azusa Street, they say, I ain't going over to that horse stable. Listen to that one eye. Nappy head man down there at Azusa Street Revival. That was a horse stable. It said the flies were so nasty at that place. They'd have all those people up in that church didn't have any air conditioning. Wood floor, they didn't even have a podium. Amen. They didn't have a podium. They had a crate, and they put the crate in the middle of the room and with all the flies. They said that the flies were terrible in the place because some fly had come and put all these fly eggs in the place. And by the time the revival took off, amen, the place was encased with flies. I ain't going over there listening to him. Brother Seymour was preaching healing and was blind in one eye. During that time, how many of y'all would have known people like that? We like that, you know? They don't have on the right color suit, we ain't going. Amen. You better go. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. I told God one time, you know, I was a kid, and I said, I'll do anything for you, Lord, as long as it's not south. Because I'd seen that stuff, you know, I said, I'll preach for you anywhere. I'll go to China, I'll go to Africa, but I ain't going south because I just seen those civil rights things on the TV. You know, we studied that in school, the water hoses and all that other stuff. I said, I'll go anywhere but south. Look where my buddy is today. How far can you get? I'm saying I love it. I'll be down and on the border someplace. Amen. I love it. I'll go wherever you tell me to go. Amen. Everybody say yes to the will of God. We got to learn to delight in what God has us to delight in and enjoy it. There's something that has to do with contentment. That's just not settling for less. Now just realize that God got you exactly where he wants you to go, and there's no better place to be than where he has you. Somebody say, I love you, boys. Amen. Tell Chris and Chad you love them.
Love you,
amen. There's no better place to be than what God has you to get. Somebody say, and you're going to be there. Somebody say, 7 years. And you keep getting smart, you'll be there 70 times seven. Amen. There's nothing anybody can do for you. I can preach a lying message to you and it ain't going to change, amen, until you learn to endure in what God wants you to endure. May I not wash in them and be clean? He would already been clean. Here he's sending the message back, griping about something. If he had just gone and gotten dirty water. So here he goes sending the message. So he turned away and went away in what? Rage. Woo, hallelujah. Somebody say, I'm not. Somebody say, Naaman. People crack me up coming for free deliverance, free healing, go and get mad. Somebody say, that happened all. Say, Elijah had it. He wasn't even Israelite. Man. And his servants came near and spoke unto him and said, my father, if the prophet had bid thee to do some great thing, wouldest thou not have done it? How much rather then, when he saith to thee, wash and be clean, then went he down and dipped himself 7 times in the Jordan. What did he do? What did he do? He just went and did. Did he get his water? Did he get to choose his pool? He went back and did exactly with what? What the Word of God told him to do. Amen. Did he get any lesser sentence? We want plea bargain. We used to see this stuff on TV. I want plea bargain, this mission, Jesus. And he went down and dipped himself 7 times in Jordan according to the saying of what? Thank God for that. And I'm here to tell you straight up, there are still men and women of God today. Like it or lump it, they will always be there until Jesus comes. Thank God for them. How lovely are the feet of them that bring good news. Go find one. Amen. And his flesh came again like the flesh of a child, and he was clean. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Say it again. There's so many instances of these sevens throughout the Bible. They're always there, and sevens always represents, you know, we always trying to give God options during that time. We always run around our mouth and think about things and change some stuff up. Just stick to the plan of God. It'll be a rabbit trail if you don't. Stand up. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 10. You can read it on your own. Stand up. You know that King David was the eighth. But before David came, his dad ran 7 sons through there. David was out in the field. Amen. He wasn't even in the house. The one that God wanted to use wasn't even in the house. But the prophet came and said, one of your sons going to be kings? Bring them all here. And he had 7 of them all in the house, all of them there. And the one that God selected wasn't even in the house. It was out in the field tending sheep. So you might be a season of testing, a season of whatever it is, on the way to where God wants you to get going. You got all this crud in the house. All this stuff you think God's going to jump all over. All these seemeth goods. All of these things. And maybe the thing that God wants to use might be out in the backyard tending sheep. So say 7. The thing, there are many things. This life, it will soon pass. Only what you do. And that doesn't even qualify. Only what you do that God tells you to do will last. Say, I will not be afraid to just obey God. And at the end of that, amen, there'll be jubilee. There'll be a release. And if you're willing to wait forever, guess what? It won't be long. And I'm not going to tell you it's forever. I'm not trying to sell you on some big old long scheme or something. Your breakthrough could be tonight. Amen. But you got to have that mindset. Amen? Amen? The right mindset. Father, raise your hand. I love being with you all this morning. Amen. Did you enjoy that this morning? Father, we bless these people. We pray your grace over them right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you that we all are in the process of healing. We are all in the process of deliverance. Father God, we are all in the we are saved, being saved, and shall be saved. Father, we're on the way to where you want us to go. And we're right on time. Somebody say, I'm right where God wants me to be. And it's all right. Some of you might be in between dunks. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I'm going to keep on dunking. I'm going to keep on dipping. Amen. I'll dip until Jesus comes. Amen. Keep dunking until Jesus comes. Your jubilee's right before your face. Y'all be blessed in Jesus' name. Have a cup of coffee. Amen. On your way out there. We'll see you tonight at 7 o'clock. Love some people. Amen. Y'all be blessed. We need some volunteers today at 3 o'clock. There's a pastor's women's luncheon coming up, and they might need some help just for about an hour and a half. If you can help me today at 3 o'clock, and it'll be good. We'll have a good time. Please see me. And I know you're there. Amen. I know some of you. Amen. But 3 o'clock today for 1 hour and a half. Amen. Thank you, Rex, for waving that hand. That's one. Hallelujah. I thought you had NASCAR today. Give us some good music, Brother Jesse.